Good morning, I'm Tepe Cruz. It's Tuesday, November 26. Residents of an RV community in Vista are being evicted to make way for homeless services. More on that next. But first, let's do the headlines. The son of former County Republican Party Chair Tony Kovarik pleaded no contest last week to a felony count of possessing an assault weapon. 24-year-old Victor Kovarik was arrested in September at his father's home in Scripps Ranch. A gun violence restraining order was put out against Kovarik around the time of his arrest. It alleged he made threats of violence through social media towards LGBTQ+ and other races, was in possession of illegal firearms, and previously had possession of explosives. According to a county district attorney's office spokesman, Kovarik could face up to 3 years in prison. His sentencing is set for December 23rd. Starting today, the San Diego International Airport is expected to be busier than usual for the Thanksgiving holiday week. According to airport officials, between today and Sunday, 76,000 people are expected to travel through the airport each day. Some things you can do to make your trip go more smoothly include arriving at the airport at least 2 hours early, getting a ride to the airport, and making parking reservations online at san.org/parking. Today, tomorrow, and Sunday are expected to be the busiest days at the airport. And we've officially entered that time of year where holiday shopping has begun. County officials are reminding everyone to double-check your receipts to make sure you're not accidentally overcharged by faulty cash registers and price scanners. The county's Department of Agriculture weights and measures inspects more than 1,400 local businesses and more than 21,000 price scanning devices every year to make sure customers are being charged accurately. Between the beginning of this year through last month, 19% of every business inspected had overcharge errors. From KPBS, you're listening to San Diego News Now. Stay with me for more of the local news you need.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kara Felt, Curator of Photography at the San Diego Museum of Art. We're pleased to welcome to San Diego Pre-Picte Human, the latest exhibition from the world's leading award for photography and sustainability. Museum of Photographic Arts at the San Diego Museum of Art is the only U.S. venue on the international tour of Pre-Picte Human. See work by 12 shortlisted photographers, including the award-winner Indian photographer Gauri Gill, in the celebrated exhibition Exploring Human Experiences. Pre-Picte Human is on view now through December 15, 2024 at MOPA at SDMA in Balboa Park. Learn more at mopa.org.
Residents at Green Oak RV Park in Vista have only a few days left before they are evicted. Now the city is stepping in to help them move right before the holidays. North County reporter Tanya Thorne takes a look at what's next for residents.
The landscape of Vista's Green Oak Ranch is changing. Earlier this year, the 110-acre property was leased to a new nonprofit. The new tenant, Solutions for Change, wants to use the space for programs to help homeless families. But an affordable RV park on the land can't stay. That means the 30 families living in the RV community are being evicted and need to be out by December 1st. Karen Allison is one of the residents.
And when we heard that Solutions for Change is coming in on a lease on this parcel, we really thought that they would let us stay here and work with us, maybe incorporate us into their work that they're doing, because they fight homelessness.
The RV park isn't properly permitted, and that's partly why Solutions for Change says they can't let it stay on the land. Chris Megason is its CEO.
We can't go in and assume another operation without permits, you know? So it's not like, you know, we're getting kind of blamed, like, hey, it's our fault for this. My insurance company is not going to insure us going in there and operating something illegally.
Megason says the RV park also needs serious improvements. For example, it floods when it rains. But that's expensive. Solutions for Change is already paying $45,000 a month to lease the land. making the improvements too much of a stretch.
I think we've been unfairly, characterized in this way to our public. Solutions for Change, we are in the business of serving our community and transforming the lives of homeless families, period. We're not going to do that, though, at the expense of our entire organization.
The City of Vista confirmed the RV park has been operating without permits. But they weren't asking the previous managers to make upgrades for two reasons: their mission and because the RV park helped fill an affordable housing gap. Megason says Solutions for Change offered resources to the RV park residents, but none have taken their offer.
Yeah, they offered other people's resources. They send you to places, they send you to websites or housing complexes, they send you to other places.
Allison says those resources already had long lists of people looking for affordable housing.
When you get there, or when you call there, you find out, oh yeah, there's a long waiting list. There's no way we can serve you in the next 2 months. Or we have no funding. We don't know when we will get funding back. There's nothing immediately available or possible.
Even though the park isn't permitted, residents could have been entitled to relocation fees. The City of Vista wants to be sure the landlord, Green Oak Ministries, is following California law. But Green Oak Ministries says they're exempt because they're a religious nonprofit. Now the City of Vista is stepping in. Katie Melendez is Vista's deputy mayor.
The City of Vista has taken on the burden of responding to the needs of these residents, including offering case management services, offering any type of affordable housing options that we can find, and also potentially supporting their move.
The new tenant, Solutions for Change, also might use religious exemptions for the development of Green Oak Ranch.
One of the things we're looking in is using SB 4, which is the Religious Land Use Act, allowing us to go in and very easily put in prefabricated units there.
CEO Chris Megason says a future RV park isn't completely out of the question, but it would be recreational, not a permanent housing solution.
It's going to be a long-term development plan. This thing, it's not going to be quick.
They'll also continue recreational camps and the annual North County Veterans Stand Down event.
We're looking at maintaining the rural character of this. We're not talking about any mass development. We're talking about, you know, parks and trails and maybe a dog park and a bike trail. And
they plan on hosting community input events for the future of Green Oak Ranch. But as they plan for the future, a handful of the residents of the RV community still have nowhere to go. Tanya Thorne, KPBS News.
It's a gem of the East County, and this year the Water Conservation Garden in El Cajon is celebrating its 25th anniversary. Reporter John Carroll paid a visit.
As soon as you walk through the ornamental gate of the Water Conservation Garden, you know you're somewhere special. Here on 6 acres of rolling hills next to Cuyamaca Community College, you find an immersive sensory experience of sight, smell, and sound.
My name is Lauren Magnuson, and I am the Director of Garden Operations here at the Water Conservation Garden.
Magnuson runs the garden as part of a joint powers agreement between most of the water districts in the county. It was founded by the Helix and Otay districts in 1999 as a place to learn about water conservation and the best things to plant in Southern California's Mediterranean climate.
San Diego and Southern California have become like one of the pinnacles when it comes to saving water, and we're really proud of it because of places like this and our education programs and our workshops.
And if you become a member, you get free admission to other gardens in the county, like the Japanese Friendship Garden in Balboa Park.
We really offer a lot to the community because we want people to learn and constantly want to take something from this garden.
There's so much to take from this garden, from a deep knowledge of our natural surroundings to something harder to quantify, the serene experience of being in a place that feeds your soul. John Carroll, KPBS News.
Plants use photosynthesis to survive, making oxygen and food in the process. But not all plants do it the same way. SciTech reporter Thomas Fudge spoke to researchers who are trying to make it work better for plants that are key to our survival.
There are two kinds of photosynthesis. One goes by the name C4. It's known to be very efficient, and its plants are more resistant to drought. But most plants use a form of photosynthesis called C3, and those include common crops like rice and wheat. Now, a paper co-authored by scientists at the Salk Institute suggests that gene editing could convert C3 plants to C4, making them more resistant to the stresses of global warming. Salk Institute professor of genetics Joe Ecker says he also expects that modifying plants to make them C4 would improve crop yields.
So if we were to be able to engineer a rice plant to be C4 plant, we could increase its efficiency for photosynthesis and yield by 50%.
The advantages of C4 plants are due to various factors. In C3 plants, for instance, carbon dioxide is too often mixed with oxygen during photosynthesis, and that wastes energy. Thomas Fudge, KPBS News.
This year, actor Scarlett Johansson celebrated a milestone birthday, turning 40. So did America Ferrera and Prince Harry and Mark Zuckerberg. Here in San Diego, a local celebrity also marked their 40th this year. Reporter Melissa May has more.
A macaroni penguin named Best Friend celebrated his 40th birthday at SeaWorld San Diego last week. Zoological specialist of birds, Katie Belnick, has an extra special bond with the birthday bird.
Every single time you walk into the exhibit, he's there waiting for you. And then when you start talking to him, he just gets so excited, breaks out into his whole display, and he just loves to be loved.
SeaWorld San Diego is home to 300 penguins. Best Friend is the oldest, and like many of us, is a transplant from out of state. He is a macaroni penguin who was hatched in Ohio and came to San Diego in the 90s. Belnick says the average lifespan of a macaroni penguin can be anywhere from 8 to 15 years, and sometimes up to 20. So Best Friend's 40th birthday is really a milestone. Melissa May, KPBS News.
City Lights, an immersive journey through light and sound, will soon be open. It's an outdoor light, sound, and visual art production at the Courtyard in East Village. Justin Novall is the co-founder of City Lights and the managing partner of Courtyard.
City Lights is going to be an immersive audio and visual experience that's based on transforming a guest from the ordinary world off the city sidewalk. And we want them to enter a space that is totally different and immersive by using lights, sound, and an inspiration from the city outside of them. It's a walkable journey, and it's timed.
Eight local artists created activations within the experience. Ben Garrett is a digital artist and co-founder of City Lights.
One of the things that we're sort of focused in on is on elevating and supporting local artists. And these different mediums are fairly new and maybe don't find these types of pieces shown in sort of fine art galleries. And so maybe this work doesn't quite get the attention that we think it deserves. So we thought it was important to, find local artists in this space and, give them a platform to showcase some of this really incredible work.
City Lights runs from December 6th through January 19th. For more information on City Lights and other holiday events, go to kpbs.org. The time has come to say goodbye to our San Diego News Now producer, Emmeline Mohebi. Emmeline, I will miss your many talents, professionalism, and your tireless efforts to the podcast. I'm also very proud to call you my friend. The podcast team wishes you the very best in whatever comes next on your career path. Good luck. And thank you. That's it for the podcast today. As always, you can find more San Diego news online at kpbs.org. I'm Debbie Cruz. Thanks for listening, and have a great Tuesday.
I'm Bill Hohen.
And I'm Ted Hohen.
Over the past 50 years, our family has brought many world-class dealerships to Carlsbad, including Mercedes-Benz, Porsche, Audi, Honda, Acura, Jaguar, and Land Rover.
That's right. This year, we're celebrating 50 years in Carlsbad.
So on behalf of the entire Hohen family, we want to thank San Diego. Throughout the years, we've taken tremendous pride in meeting and even exceeding our customers' automotive needs.
We value the relationships with our clients and look forward to serving you for years to come. We invite you to visit one of the Hohen Carlsbad dealerships or hohenmotors.com.